Would the last person leaving Galway please turn the lights off? On one level, this weekend, New York plays Galway in the quarterfinal of the Connacht Senior Football Championship in New York. But on another level, in the last couple of years, there has been an enormous shift in the energy of Ireland's relationship with Irish America. It's not about St. Patrick's Day any longer, people. It's now about this weekend and this match. For expats living in the US or in countries around it, this tie has become an opportunity to gather, to meet up with family, to have a party, to fundraise for your local club, connect with the wider GAA community. A kind of a transatlantic Cayley.
Just here now off Times Square, buzzing for the match. Nearly 170 people from Carlisle have just arrived. We're in Condy's Pub here now off Times Square, going in for a few pints. Big game on Sunday. We're having our club social here on Saturday night, and we're playing out in Ribman Park on Saturday morning, and we've lads coming from Canada, London, Australia, Carlisle, Dublin. It's going to be some crack. Once in a lifetime.
Barry from Carlisle, 170 people with him. Is there anybody left in Carlisle this weekend? So to put this social, this sporting phenomenon in its context, I'm joined live from New York by Áine Hourican, sports presenter with New Logical Sports. Good morning, Áine. Are you getting up or did you stay up?
Good morning, Philip. I had a few hours sleep, but you know what to say about New York. It's a city that never sleeps.
They do indeed. Thank you so much for joining us at what is obviously an ungodly hour for you. How big a hoolie is this, Áine?
Honestly, to put it into perspective, if I wanted to sleep right now, I couldn't. It's Christmas Eve. It's a mixture of Christmas Eve and flying home, but a bit of role reversal because we have thousands of Galway fans and people from the west of Ireland coming over to New York. So it's up there with one of the most exciting weekends of the year.
More exciting than St. Patrick's Day now?
In my own personal experience, I'm going to have to say yes. Obviously, St. Patrick's Day is big no matter where you are in the world. But when it comes to the Connacht Championship quarterfinal, it's a whole new level. Mm. It's just the Irish and the Irish-American. We go to the Bronx and we take it over. And for that one weekend, Gaelic Park, it's a carnival. There's so many events going on. There's thousands of people out here. And the spirit and atmosphere around the city right now, it's electric. And it's mad to think because we're in a city of over 5 million people. So think that the Irish are causing that much of an uproar shows how big of an impact the GAA really has.
Well, indeed. And look, going back to the St. Patrick's Day thing, I don't think that watching the Ancient Order of Hibernians walk in a straight line down Fifth Avenue is anybody's idea of crack. But this does sound like it. When did it become such a big deal, Áine?
It's always been a major event in the calendar out here. But it really took a life of its own back only 2 years ago when New York claimed their first win in the Connacht Championship against the Leitrim. And that day, it was a roar that erupted the Bronx. There was a feeling that New York had actually made progress in the GAA. And for that one day, the wall was down and the world was its oyster. There was parents crying in the stands. I had my own parents back home. They were so emotional and so proud to see New York claim that win. And it was felt like they'd won the All-Ireland final. So since that, it's not just become about a game. It's become about the lead up to the game, the different events, the social aspect, organising buses, organising tickets. It's a whole phenomenon.
Let's tap into a little bit more of that energy. Robin Cousins is from Kildare and studying in Boston. She's heading with a large group of Irish friends from Boston, and not one single one of them is from Galway.
So I'm Robin Cousins and I'm here with a group of Irish students studying in Boston, in Northeastern University, and we are all fierce excited as we're getting ready to head down to New York now to watch some Gaelic this weekend. We're all from kind of different parts of the country, all over Ireland, and we're wearing our different county jerseys today, but I think we'll all be shouting for Galway on Sunday. We went last year to the game against Mayo and just found it's just an experience that we can't miss. It's absolutely unbelievable, the atmosphere there, the kind of community of Irish people. It really does feel like everybody's coming together. I hope New York can put it up to them and give them a good game, but up Galway, looking forward to it.
And not just a big thing in Boston, which is obviously a real Irish-American town. Joey is in Times Square right now, having headed there from Chicago.
How are things? My name is Joey. I'm from Abenakmai in Galway. We've been in Chicago the last 7 years. It's a great weekend to be from Galway, coming out here to New York. The maroon and white is everywhere in Times Square. It's like being in the middle of Tuam with all the lads from home that are out. delighted to be here and looking forward to a great game and great crack and great pints.
So, Anya, not just a New York Irish America event, but they're coming from all over the US.
Yeah, there's people coming from every state across the US than you can possibly imagine. There's people flying out from Ireland, from London, no matter where you are in the world. If there's any weekend to be in New York, it's this weekend.
Which team gets the support? Is New York everybody else's team who's not from Connacht, or does everyone just support the visiting team?
Look, obviously, New York, we would hope that they will have more fans than Galway just because we want to see the power and passion of the New York GAA come out in as much power as they can. But based off what I've seen so far this week, the maroon is going up and down Fifth Avenue like I'd never seen before. So Galway might have more fans this year, but I guess we won't know till Sunday.
And how maroon is Times Square turning now this weekend?
Yeah, so that's definitely up there with one of the events taking place this weekend. So the day before the Connacht Championship quarterfinal, it's a ritual for the visiting team's fans to go to Times Square on what they call take over Times Square. So anyone in maroon will be heading up to Times Square on 42nd Street today at 4 p.m. actually, and they'll be getting a big fan photo, probably screaming their hearts out. And I kind of pray for all the other tourists because they'll be panicking thinking what is going on right now. And I believe, without giving away any secrets, that Supermax are giving out free garlic sauce to all the Galway fans. So that's a bit of an insider there.
Never one to miss an opportunity. Pat McDonagh has also bought time on the big billboard in Times Square, hasn't he?
He has, actually. I did hear that. I need to go up and see that today.
Yeah, no, I was of the understanding that he has bought 90 seconds in every hour for the next 24 hours to advertise Supermax to, well, I mean, anybody in maroon is going to understand it, but I'd say there'd be an awful lot of other people very, very puzzled by what it is that they're looking at. Gaelic Park in the Bronx has an official capacity, Anya, of just 2,000 people. How many more do you reckon travel, and where are they all going to go?
Yeah, so obviously there's not tickets for everyone. We wish there was, because I know for a fact if it held 15,000, the tickets would still be sold out within seconds. For the people who don't get tickets, they don't need to worry, because McLean Avenue and Katona Avenue in the Bronx, not far from Gaelic Park, there's countless bars there. They've put out bunting, they've put out extra seats. They've made accommodations for absolutely everyone. But that's not just going to stay in the Bronx. It will filter all through Manhattan and the Queens and Brooklyn. Any Irish bar you go into over the weekend, if you're wearing a maroon or you're wearing a New York jersey, you don't need to say anything. The game will be on and they'll know why you're here.
And the distances that people are travelling, you've already mentioned this, but we have another WhatsApp that this is just insane. This fella is travelling from Western Australia, from Perth, and he's not even from Galway.
Hello, I was saying Skillinelli here, currently in Perth Airport about to board a flight to New York to watch the Galway match with my partner Abby Coleman from Cross, County Mayo. Mayo woman going to a Galway match halfway across the world. So we're going to go over, and my mother and father, my two brothers, their partners, plus old teammates as well that I used to play with, and friends and family and everything from home. We have a long haul flight. It'll be 11 hours to Dubai, 3 hours stopover, 14 hours then straight to New York, and then be heading back to Perth again.
I could say something uncharitable about it being wise for a Mayo man to switch his allegiances to another county, but I won't, because that would be uncharitable. What are the other attractions and events that are drawing all of these people on you?
So the events all really kicked off last night, Philip. There was a meet and greet in Gaelic Park last night for both the New York players and the Galway players. And that was a great moment for any young Irish American kids in New York who want to aspire to grow up and play county. So they got to meet the players and get photos with them. And then after that, Galway had their very own meet and greet in Mustang Harry's in Manhattan. Now, Mustang Harry's is just outside Madison Square Garden, the most known arena in the world. And that was filled to the brim with maroon. And the players, the management, they all were taking photos with everyone, getting to know people, and just taking time to thank everyone for travelling the distance to be out here. And then today, we have Castle Lestrand, I believe. The ladies team, they've put together a New York team just to play this ladies team, because New York don't actually have an official ladies team. So that will also be taking place today. And then we'll also have the Times Square meetup.
There's also a Dancing Like the Stars, which is a fundraising operation. So many of the clubs seem to have moved their operations for this weekend stateside. And Caroline and Patrick are among the six couples who are going to be dancing.
It's Caroline Downey here, and I am delighted to be part of Dancing Like a Star tonight in the Hammerstein Theatre in New York, in Manhattan. I have been practicing now with my lovely partner, Patrick Carr, for the last 6 weeks. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Hi, my name is Patrick Carr, and I'm representing Ballantyne and Owen Moore Murray in Dancing with the Stars stateside. So we're here in the Big Apple at the moment. Beautiful evening. Ready to perform. We've been practicing all day, and it's a fundraiser for Galway GA.
I can 100% say there's no Strictly curse whatsoever going on with us out of Patrick, but we are having the crack and we are having a good laugh. It's all for a brilliant cause. We're supporting Galway GA, Tune Stars, my own charity as well, Charlotte's Vision. So I'm delighted and really looking forward to the night ahead, and then to top it off, hopefully Galway winning against New York tomorrow.
Hopefully we come home with the glitter ball, and it's great fun and great crack all the way through.
Right, so mad energy on you, mad crack, and a real sort of shift in Irish America's focus away from St. Patrick's Day to this event. But is there a fear now among some people that they might be putting a target on their back turning up at this event, given the changing atmosphere around immigration?
Yeah, look, we're obviously in unprecedented times where nobody knows what's going to happen. With the new presidency, nobody knows what his rules will be regarding travel and visa scenarios. So there is a bit of worry. But I think once you have all your paperwork completed, then you should be fine. And hopefully anyone who wants to be in New York and anyone who wants to travel from New York to Ireland can.
We should probably actually talk about the match. Galway expected to win?
Look, Galway, hats off to them. They're year in, year out, All-Ireland contenders, Connacht champions for the last 3 years in a row. New York, they're under no illusion who they're coming up against. Arguably some of the best players in the country. But what people don't see is New York have been training since end of December, early January, where they were actually shoving snow off the pitch before training. Now, you don't get that in Ireland.
No.
And I was at their training last week, and the passion and determination and belief they have in themselves is phenomenal. So all we can hope is that New York can go out and give a performance that they can hold their head high with.
Is this going to be their first match under the new rules?
It is, actually, yeah. So the whole two-pointer rule, that'll be interesting. There might be a few looks at the referee to see, is that 1 point or 2 points? Mm. We'll all be looking at the scoreboard to see what's happening.
Before I let you go, tell me about you. What's the day job?
So I actually work as a court analyst full time, but my side hustle is I'm a sports broadcaster. They, for Newlogical Sports, they live stream all localised sports, including Gaelic football, hurling, soccer, camogie, even rugby. And it's a dream to make it a full time career. So hopefully that is in the works, and maybe one day it will be a full time career.
Well, fair play to you, and thank you so much once again for getting up at that hour of the morning.